Blog Talk Radio.
Know who to call, what to do, what you got, what to do, is it real? I respect it. This is a spot where you can get connected, network, create progression, unsigned, treated with profession, inspired individuals grinding to catch a dream, yeah. We can all make it say, yeah, spotlight in your city, yeah. Magic love, get lifted if you really ready to say, yeah. If you really ready to say, yeah. You know. What up, though? What up, though? What up, though? This your boy J-Mo, man. I'm inside the building right now at Vendetta Vision Studios right now in Jacksonville, Florida. It's 2870 University Boulevard, West Jacksonville, 32217. And, of course, man, you are now in tune to Get Lifted Radio and it's Bipolar Mondays. It's about to go down, man. If you guys do not know what bipolar means, man, I mean, honestly, I don't know. I'm just a bipolar person, man. I can play country music. I can go over to hip-hop. I can go to Christmas. And I'm not going to lie to you, I'm pretty sure I'm about to do that tonight for you guys. But also, make sure you stay tuned, man. 10 o'clock, we got my boy William Boston inside the building. He's going to come on with us, man. He's going to talk about what not to say during sex. And if you guys feel the same way that you guys want to talk about this and see how you feel, call in 347-826-7536, man. Let me know what you think, man. Because the way it works is you got thoughts and then you got the thirst. Now, the females to me is more of the thoughts. You know, they're the ones that are on the bed with their backs down looking up at you and trying to trap you. So when a girl comes at you and say, you know what, are you my baby? Do you love me? Do you care for me? Do you want to be with me? And you're a thirsty dude. What are you going to do? Are you going to agree with her? Are you going to say, look, we're going to get to a relationship. Let's just do this. Or are you going to be like, nah, I'm straight. You know what? It's not even worth this nut. I'm going home. It's your choice, man. I want to see what you guys think. Let me know what you guys feel about that, man, before we go anywhere, man. And talking about the discussion, we're going to hit up the first song, man. We're going to get it in right now, man. Chris Brown, Strip. Let's get it in right now, man. Only on Get Lifted Radio, Bipolar Monday.
Late.
wait. Leave them on, cause I like my woman tall. You gotta have my mind, you're hotter than a sauna. I wanna put them clothes off your body like a banana. The only reason I dress you in that designer is to get you out that Dolce and Gabbana. I throw this money up, she watch it all fall. Do that thing up. Anything you want, and baby, you can have it all. Starting with my last name, now they call you Mr. Paul.
What up, though? What up, though? We're back, man. It's J-Mo on Bipolar Mondays, man. Get up the radio, man. I got something to tell y'all, man. Chris Brown is back in jail. Yes, Chris Brown. Yes, your Chris Breezy is going to jail, except this time it's not going to be overnight. It's not going to be 2 days. It ain't going to be 1 day. It's actually going to be a month, man. What happened is, man, he got too close to a woman. Now, this is kind of ironic because you got to think about it like this. Chris Brown, you're in trouble for beating a female. You've been in trouble for this for like 10 years now. I mean, I don't know how long it's going to take for you to learn, but he was in rehab, and the rule is to stay at least 2 feet from a woman, and he decided to get close. He violated at least 3 violations inside the rehab facility, but most importantly, he was at least 2 feet. He has to stay at least 2 feet away from a female. He decided not to do that. Instantly, they locked him up, took him straight to jail, went to court, has a month inside jail. I don't know what's going on with Chris Breezy. That's why I had to play his music for him real fast. But I do have something else important to tell you. We also have Justin Bieber that decided that he wants to be African-American. So in him trying to be a citizen of America, he decided that he wanted to sign up and say, I am African-American descent. Now, I mean, personally, me, I would have loved to have done that in the past. If I was a slave and my master just beat me with a whip, and I could just sit there and be like, wait, hold on, master. Let me go back to the crib. Let me go get a piece of paper. Let me write down that I am actually white so you can't whip me no more. Then I wish that could be possible, like in the past. My ancestors, I would be rich probably right now. But it's not possible. So I don't think that he should even be able to even speak on something like that, man. This is a celebrity gossip, man. And like I said, later on we're going to have to talk, man. We're going to get it in. We're going to figure out all the things that you should not say while having sex. I don't want to hear nothing disrespectful towards the guys, because females, you know it starts with you all. You know how emotional you are, how you going to talk about, oh, we love you, and baby, boo, 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 boo. And the next day we're in a relationship, and we hate you for the rest of our lives. I'm going to be honest with you, man. So this is Bipolar Mondays, man. We're going to tune in again with Chris Brown right now, man, this Christmas. And like I said, it's Bipolar. I don't care if it's spring. Maybe we're about to hit it at Christmas right now. Let's get it in.
Hang all the mistletoe, I'm gonna get to know you better this Christmas. And as we trim the tree, how much fun it's gonna be together this Christmas. The fireside is blazing bright. Whoa, we're caroling through the night. Whoa, this Christmas will be a very special Christmas for me. Very
What up, though? What up? It's your boy, J Motown, man. Like I said, the topic of discussion for tonight is going to be things you should not say during sex. I have on the phone with me right now, Maggie. You in the building with me right now?
Yo, yo, yo.
Maggie, what up, though?
What up, though?
Let's get this started, man. I want to hear your suggestions, man. How do you feel about that?
About what not to say during sex?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Shit, don't say I love you, especially if you don't mean that shit. Because that gets you in a whole nother world that you probably are not ready for. Especially young folks. You know, man, people get all involved. They about to get that nut. Mm-hmm. You know, get to the climax, and you just start saying all kinds of shit like, yes, baby, you look good. Yes, I love you. Yes, we can get married tomorrow. Yes, we can move in together. And then afterwards when, you know, you get the question, so when we moving in, then you'd be like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? I was just like, really? What happened was, you know, so that's definitely what I would suggest. Watch out for those three words during sex.
Okay, so the I love you is the problem. So I got a question for you. Have you ever had sex that's just so great you were like, look, man, I gotta trap this motherfucker. Fuck it. I love you. Have you ever done that before?
No. Mm-mm.
So that's not your style. That's not your style at all.
No, that's not my style. You know, I be listening to some of the, you know, because me, I love the pretty much the same thing you love, Jay. So I listen to a lot of the guys and how they talk about females and what they going to do and how they going to get a female. And I just think guys have the worst pickup lines and the worst tactics fucking ever. And then I understand why females want to convert and come holler at Maggie Love. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not throwing no shade out there. I'm just saying, like, golly, I'd be like, really? Like, yesterday I was at the rap battle. They had the women climbing through the window because they didn't want to open the gate and open the door. And I'm just like, is that how you really treat a woman? You have a woman,
oh,
you have
man.
Women, these beautiful women in heels and nice outfits and they hair and stuff is done. You got them climbing through windows?
Wow.
I look at the dude, I'm like, he like, hey, man, that's how they doing it around here. I'm like, oh, okay, well, this is probably why none of y'all will get none of their numbers afterwards, because
wow.
You got them climbing through windows. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
Crazy.
Like,
that's crazy. They had the females climb through. I'm talking about with heels on, too, as well?
Yes, looking good, climbing through windows.
that's I'm not going to lie to you. That's just crazy. And you said you like the same things that I like, meaning so, you know, you boom, 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 you like to get it in with the ladies, right? So
that right, that right.
Exactly. So tell me the situation where a female has ever tried to trap you during sex. Like, what's the crazy, the dumbest shit she has ever told you just during sex? Like, what's the dumbest shit she ever said to you?
I think the dumbest shit that anybody could ever tell anybody is, you're the best. I feel like this. I feel like everybody has those great moments during sex where you might feel like it's the best. But I feel like you honestly lying to a person when you be like, you're the best I ever had. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on now. You ain't got to lie to me. Like, I know I'm good and everything, but you ain't got to sit here and say I'm the best you ever had. Now, you know, in some cases it is true, but some of the females, you know they be lying, man. You know they be lying.
Oh, I feel that. I feel that 100%, man. A lot of females do lie when it comes to that. That's where the confrontation comes in with the thoughts to me and the thirsty niggas. When it's the thoughts, you know, they're, you know what I'm saying, the hoe over there, you know, the way they are is like, yo, man, look, this guy got a nice car, nice crib. Look, they say, you know, you having sex with him. She's like, oh, my gosh, it's so good. You know, I love you so much, baby. They say, you know, he keeps going. He ignores it. She's like, she stops. Nah, bro. Look, I said, I love you. What do you say now? You know what I'm saying? So tell me, how can a guy actually get out of that situation when a girl actually says, hey, you know what? You need to tell me something. I'm your baby. I love you. I care for you. What should a nigga do?
In any situation, I'm a very blunt individual, so I have hurt feelings along the way, but I feel like honesty gains so much more respect over anything. So even if it's something that somebody wants to hear, like, and trust me, I was young too, but, you know, I'm wiser now. I'm not going to say older. I'm wiser now. So it's like,
yeah,
it's one of those things where, you know, you got to think about how you would feel. Do you want somebody feeding you a bunch of bullshit and lies or whatever the case may be. And it's also like that when you try to get to know people. Like, I can't stand a liar. You know what I'm saying? Especially nowadays, like, you can Google a first and last name, like, it's nothing, and find out so much information before you even have that first phone call with a person. You know what I'm saying? To even know what type of lies or whatever they're going to tell. So I just feel like, don't feed people a bunch of bullshit. Just let them know up front, like, hey, I'm not where you at. You might love me. You got a different kind of love for me, but I'm not there yet. You know, I care for you. I think you're a great person. You look good. You smell good, all that. Sometimes you even cook good. But, you know what I'm saying, I'm not at the point where I could tell you I love you or you my boo. I don't even like the word boo. That shit sounds stupid.
No, I feel that. I feel that. Man, and I appreciate that, man, Maggie. So that's the thing about you, man. You said you do not like it when the person says those three-letter words. Three words, I love you. You know, we do not play that game, and I understand that. Fully, I understand that, man. I hate that too, Maggie. I appreciate you calling, Maggie, all right?
All right, man. Y'all make sure y'all follow Get Lifted Radio on Twitter at @GetLifted_Radio. Shout out to J Motown. Welcome to the home, the Get Lifted Radio family, man.
There it is. All right, man, so we're about to head over to another call right now. I'm about to pick up the phone with 9668. If your number ends with 9668, I'm about to pick up your phone call right now. And make sure all you got to do is call in 347-826-7536. The topic of discussion is things not to say during sex. So I have 9668. You on the phone with me?
Yes, I am.
All right, who am I speaking with?
Maria.
Maria. How are you doing tonight, Maria?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. So I want you to talk to me, Maria. Tell me, man, what's the worst thing you can say during sex?
That I could say?
That you could personally say. What can you say during sex that would just oh yeah, I mean you, because you're a female.
Kill the mood.
I mean, if it was a guy calling, it's different. But since it's a female, you know how y'all are. So I'm talking about you.
Mm-hmm. The worst thing I've mentioned was when a guy tried to not use protection. So okay. I mentioned AIDS. I was like, I'm not trying to get AIDS.
Okay. So, okay. I heard you all wrong. I thought you were about to say, like, hey, look, I got AIDS. Because that would be all fucked up if you actually hit a guy was like, I need protection. Oh, cool.
No.
Well, you're going to die. You know what I'm saying? So the worst thing you went through, you told a guy, like, look, you know, the AIDS. So another question is, have you ever had a situation where you actually been on, about to have sex and that BET commercial comes on with that AIDS, like get tested? Isn't that kind of awkward?
Yeah, that's awkward. That sounds awkward, but I don't do it with the TV on.
Well, there it is. You don't do it with the TV on. So how about this, man? How about this? Have you ever tried to trap a guy? Like, when you're having sex, you ever try to trap a guy? Just be like, look, fuck it. Something that I know I should not be saying right now during sex, but I got to say it. Have you ever done that before?
Hell yeah. I sure have.
Damn, I appreciate your honesty, man. Tell me about that.
I mean, it's always like the makeup sex. It's always the makeup sex because it's like it just happens out of nowhere. So you kind of want to know where you stand. So it's like, wait a minute, before we go further, like, what's going on? Are we together? Are we not? Like, what's going on?
But ain't that the conversation that you should have?
Because if I can't get comfortable, I mean, if I can't get comfortable and relaxed, then I'm not going to enjoy it.
Yeah, I feel that. But shouldn't that be the conversation that you had before sex, though?
You know how that goes. It just kind of go with the flow.
You say you don't want to fuck. So you basically think about yourself, because I hear that you don't want to fuck it up for yourself. When it comes to the guy, when you come out of nowhere and spring out, hey, look, ooh, you my baby, I love you. Then it's like, oh, you still in your vibe. But now he killed his vibe. No, so you killed his vibe, though. So you don't care about him. You selfish, huh?
I mean, maybe. I guess I could be selfish. You make it sound selfish the way you just said it.
No. You said it. You said it. All I'm doing is just trying to add on to what you're saying. But you said it. You sound like a selfish female. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? And the females, you know what I'm saying? I feel like y'all try to trap guys sometimes and leave them in predicaments where it's just like, What do we do? Like, what can we say? You know, when you do that, when you say, you know what, I love you, I care about you, I like you, then what the fuck are we supposed to do after that? Like, I mean, we got to get our nut. So what the hell am I supposed to do after that when you say something like that? So you tell me, how can a guy get out of it? How can a guy get out of it? No, we're getting his nut. How can he get out of that?
He got to accept it for the moment, I guess, and then just don't answer the phone the next day. I mean, that's me thinking like a nigga.
There it is. That all depends on where you have sex at too now. You know what I'm saying? She at your crib, she coming back that next day. Don't think she throwing rocks at your goddamn window. So I'm saying. Well, I appreciate you very, very much, man. Thank you for calling in. And if anybody else wants to call in right now, man, we're about to hit to the next song. But before then, if you want to call in, give a call at 347-826-7536. Bipolar Mondays, Get Lifted Radio. Man, make sure you check us out, man. Listen in right now. We're about to get in with Wayne Wonder, No Letting Go. Bipolar, baby. It's your boy J-Mo Tom, man. I'm back in the scene right now, man. I have another call, man. I'm about to pick it up right now. Let's see who we're talking to. So you're on the scene right now. This last call is 3191. Who am I speaking with?
You're talking to Sydney.
Oh, my gosh. I'm talking to Sydney, and I see it's a 248 number. So you all the way in Michigan. What up, though?
What up, though? I have the worst one for you, hands down.
All right.
as a female, if she says, put a baby in me.
Whoa. You know what? Do you know what's funny, though?
That's the worst one, hands down.
You know what's funny, though? You know what? That's crazy that you think about something like that because, you know, that's actually a common situation that actually happens a lot. But people don't think about that. You know, like, guys don't go around and share that with the other dudes. They don't be like, yo, they don't be like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you know what? This girl told you to put a baby in her. So have you done that before?
No, never. I would never.
You would never do that?
I would never.
So
I would never say that.
So how you know about that?
Like, to just because you would need to be in a relationship planning to do that, to say that to somebody. You can't just go around. I mean, that's the worst one to say to somebody if it's just, you know, a random night. Like, oh, this is just somebody I'm kicking it with. Not, oh, this is my boyfriend in 5 years. Just, oh, I'm going to take you home and, you know, halfway through I'm going to look at you and go, put a baby in me.
Okay. Well, guess what? I got something better for you. How about this?
Okay.
I have the woman guru inside the building right now with me, right now next to me, the number one hoe checker, Professor Hoe Tester, in the building.
Oh, Hoe Tester. Ten toes down.
So, Hoe Tester, man, please elaborate more on what she said, man. She said the worst thing to say is put a baby inside me, man, during sex. What you think about that?
Put a baby inside me during sex.
How would you feel about that if a female came up to you and said that?
During sex, after sex, before sex, before the sex even thought about, that's an inappropriate statement. You know,
you know what? You can charge her with reckless talking for that. And fire her.
You can fire her ass.
Hey,
how much would you charge?
How much would I charge?
How much do you charge?
Breaking for everything. Ain't no charge. Everything.
That's bringing in a new life.
Take your belt, your eyelashes, your weed. You got some sewing, we'll cut it out on the spot. You dig?
There it is.
I told you it was one of the worst ones.
Oh, man. So let me ask you a question then, Sydney. So how do you feel about guys being thirsty? I won't be one-sided with this, man. So do you feel like there's actually guys that's out there that's just that thirsty? Like, I got to get this nut off. Look, skip it. I'm going to tell you the truth. Look, baby, look. I'll bust all in. I want that baby. Do you feel like there's guys out there like
but
that without
nope,
you being in a relationship?
You just said telling the truth. Either you telling, if you're telling the truth, you're not thirsty. If you're lying to get what you want, that's something different.
I don't know, man. I've been thirsty telling the truth sometimes. You know what I'm saying? That's what makes you more thirsty.
Is it really thirsty or is it honest? It's like,
it's
all right,
honestly
listen,
thirsty.
I need something. You got what I need. Make
look,
it happen.
It's honestly thirsty. I'm not going to lie. That's probably one of the worst things I've ever heard. A female says, put a baby in me. No, I put a foot up in your ass, though. Like, I'm not about to put a baby inside you. Like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And for you to think about that, you're a sick person. Did you know that?
Nope. No, I found it on the internet. No.
You didn't. So you don't try to play that off. You did not find it on the internet. For you to say that, I'm pretty sure you had probably told a guy to put a baby inside you.
Nope. I found it on the internet. I found you a whole list. I got a list of them.
Oh, so you have a list of stuff. Okay, let me hear the next three things then. How about that? Tell me about it.
All right, let me find it. It's coming up. On the list.
She did, man. She got ready, man. She did. She did her homework, though. That's what I'm talking about. All the way in Michigan.
This is my homework.
Doing her homework.
What part of Michigan
says,
your
don't tell me you have
is.
A wife. Oh, Hotester, I'm in Detroit.
Oh, you're
in
Detroit.
I remember these things. I'm in Detroit. I've been playing your music.
Home of the pimp. So feet been on concrete before?
I'm sorry, what?
I said, have feet been on concrete before? Has your solution never been prostitution? You did.
Oh. No. No.
Look. She don't know what to say. Look at she.
I need a Detroit to Florida. I need a translator. Detroit to Florida, please.
Oh man,
I'm not understanding.
You need a translator.
You need a translator.
All right, go ahead, translate it for us.
I know ten toes touching down, but I know toe tapper.
Well, all right, Sydney. There it is, man. I know that everybody has different things they have, man. The worst thing that I probably could say to a female in the past was, is it in?
Yep.
I think that's the most disrespectful thing ever, but I say that.
And the response to that is, I don't know, is it?
Ooh, ooh. Hey, if a female say that to me, I'm pulling out. And hey, she about to get Superman.
But how you going to pull out if you didn't know you was there?
Hey, she told me I was in there. She told me I was in there, but I'm going to pull out right then and there, and I'm a Superman. She got me effed up, going to play me like that.
Do you pull out with the rub on?
Oh, aha. Aha. That's a good question. So, Cindy, man, I appreciate you calling in, man. This is what's going to happen, man. Right now, I know that we have the topic of discussion. We're going to have William Buster call in, man. We're going to get his, the Buffet Boys, get his hilarious probably expression of what's going to happen. But before we get there, man, I have probably the funniest prank that you guys are about to ever hear. It's the funniest, gayest prank ever. I'm not going to lie to you. It's going to be hilarious. So y'all stay tuned right now. Get ready for this prank. Me and Lacey hit it in. Y'all check it out right now. Bipolar. All right,
what up? This your boy J Motown. Lacey, what we going to do right now?
We are about to call your friend Derek.
Oh, man, my boy Derek, man. You know what? I don't know if it's going to be easy for this one because, you know, my voice. We knew each other since red light, green light. So I'm going to see if we can prank call Derek real quick, man. Go ahead and give him a call. Let's check and see what I can do. Let's check and see if I can prank.
Yeah, can I speak to, this, I thought I was calling KK. This not KK?
Hello?
Yeah, this not KK? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? This KK?
Hello?
Yeah, KK. Yeah, this Chris. I got I just want to talk to you about something. I don't know if I know you got Derek around you, right?
Yes.
Okay. I was trying to cheat on it, but I gotta tell you something about Derek. I try to play it off like I was somebody else, but this is actually Derek's your man, right? Okay, just hold on, just, I need you to breathe, because this is very, very serious. All right, so me and Derek, this is Chris, it's on my, you can look at the name in the phone. Me and Derek, we've been sleeping together.
What?
Yeah, me and DJ, we've been sleeping. I try to play my voice off, so, you know, but I've been wanting to tell you, so I just had to tell you.
Get off his line, this way.
No, is this KK? Alright, so he hung up on us, man. We're going to try to do this again one more time, and we'll call back. Let's see this work. KK, what? I'm trying to be real with you.
Who is this?
This Chris.
I don't know no Chris.
You're not getting it. You're not gonna know who Chris is. I'm trying to tell you. You're not gonna know who I am. I'm trying to tell you that I sleep with Derek. Like, they call him DJ, right? I sleep with Derek. Big man, big muscles, nice dick. I sleep with him.
So tell me, when do you have time to do this? When?
Last time, he told me, he was like, I'm going to go work out. He told you that he was going to go work out. And he actually met me at a house. And me and him, we had sex when he had to work out. Because he said that he about to leave and go play arena football.
Oh, okay. So when was this? Give me a date.
The last time we probably had sex was probably like Sunday. It was Sunday. Yeah, we had sex Sunday.
Yeah, I said Sunday. Oh, okay. What time on Sunday?
It was probably like around like 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Sunday night, 10 o'clock.
Yeah, that was the first time we ever messed with each other at nighttime.
Okay. Oh, okay. So he wasn't home with me.
No, I know he was definitely with me on 10 o'clock at night time on Sunday. I know
so
that's
wait,
for sure.
So what did he? Okay, so what did he tell you that he told me where he was going on Sunday at 10 o'clock?
Oh shit! I don't know. I don't pay attention to that. All I did was trying to call, tell you, let you know that your man is gay.
How you calling me to let me know? But you calling his phone asking for me, because if you knew better, you would have called my cell phone. If you would have had my cell phone, you would have called me. Because if you try to blow his spot up, if you were smart about it, you would have went through his phone and got my number. If you know my name, if you know so much.
Okay, baby. Okay, listen. Number one, I don't know your number. Number one, I don't know your name. I don't care for your name. I'm trying to look out for you with your smart ass. I'm just trying to let you know that there.
First of all, he doesn't even call me KK, honey. He does not call me KK. He's not gonna get that strength. He doesn't call me KK. He calls me by my government name. And what's my government name? Crazy.
I don't know your damn name. What I'm trying to tell you is that on Facebook, you tagged him in pictures on Facebook. I'm just telling you, I'm his Facebook friend, honey, so don't try to play
me
now.
Okay, so in that case, Chris, how about you send me, have you taken pictures with him?
No, what the hell? Listen, baby. You trying to defend him, but I'm trying to tell you that you about to defend a nigga that got a dick in his ass. So I'm trying to tell you that don't make no sense. Like, why you? This is a gay guy calling about your man being in the closet, and you want to defend this nigga? Are you serious?
Okay,
exactly. Listen, let me tell you something. I'll tell you like this. Me and him have sex, as in my dick didn't go in his butt, but my tongue went in his butt. I'm trying to tell you that right now. He don't suck dick, I suck his. He receives it. Now, I don't know what you're talking about, what you think.
So Chris, you want to meet me?
I can meet you. What you mean? What you mean? I can meet you. Look, I know he right next to you. Just ask him. Just ask him who I am. I'm not playing this game no more, man. I want him.
No, Chris. Okay, I don't play games either. So you want
to
meet me?
Where you want to meet at? We can meet. I don't care. That's not a problem. But I don't want him to be all mad and trying to hit me.
We can meet at EWC.
But I don't want him to be there because I want him to fight me. He big.
Okay.
He big though. I don't. Can you just meet me? Because I don't want to be with him.
Alright, man, so we just trying to prank Derek, man. I'm going to have to call him back, man.
Yeah,
this girl about to be crazy. They about to be up at EWC, about to set it off on the left. So let me call him back, man. That was a whole pause moment, man. So don't think that ain't nobody J Motown fruity. That was kind of fruity. But I like my females. And apparently Derek about to be in trouble or not. Hello.
Hey, John.
What's up, bro?
Man, bro. Did you just prank call my phone, bro?
You said what?
You asleep?
Yeah, man, I'm knocked out, bro.
Oh, my bad, man. Somebody was prank calling my phone with my mom. I'm gay or something.
Bro, you far from gay, bro. Like, that's not even. Bro, you far from gay, bro. That's not even a situation. Somebody called you, did that, bro?
I don't know. Somebody called my phone and said, "Hey, available." Like, who called my phone and asked for is it KK available? And they said Kayla, and this and that. I'm like, man, what's going on here, man? Like, somebody played with my phone, and they called me a 904 number. That's why I was like, I thought it was you as well, right? I was just playing.
Nah, man. But yeah, when you find out, bro, you already know I got your back, man. You already know I got them hands, man. It's a wrap, man. Is she cool? Is she mad?
Nah, she ain't mad. It just sounded like it was crazy.
Am I on speakerphone, bro?
Nah.
Put me, just put, hold on, put me on speakerphone real quick, bro.
You said what?
put me on speakerphone because I mean I want to say something. Like, can she hear me?
You want both of us on the line?
Oh yeah, bro.
All right, okay. All right, go ahead.
Hey, you good? Y'all good?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, did that man talk like this? Was it Chris talk like this? Did Chris call like this? Hey man, happy Valentine's Day, man. I'm trying out my new radio station, man. I had to do a prank, and you are the person I had to prank, man, for the first time. It had my boy Derek. I'm sorry, y'all, man. Happy Valentine's Day.
Man,
all right,
man.
All right,
you had to do that, man. Come on, man.
All right, man.
Bottom man in freezing, full effect.
Uh-huh. You ready, Ron?
I'm ready.
You ready, Dave?
I'm ready, Slick, are you?
Oh, yeah. Take it down.
Girl, I must warn you. I sense something strange in my mind.
Yeah. Yo.
Situation is serious. Let's kill it, cause we're running out of time.
What up, though? What up, though? What up, though? It's your boy J-Mo back inside the building, man. Of course, we got my, we got the number one hoe checker, Professor Hoe Tester.
Chuch.
In the building with me, man. Of course, the topic of discussion for tonight is things not to say during sex. Man, you have another caller. I'm about to tune you in right now, man. Caller 2127. We about to get it in. This is J-Mo with Hoe Tester, co-hosting with me tonight. Who are we speaking with?
You're speaking to Muff. Hey, Hoe Tester.
Preach.
I'm speaking to who?
Muffin.
Muffin?
Yes, Muffin. Move it along. You got my name.
Muffin, you sound like a stale-ass muffin, too. Like, you sound like you like 3 months old type muffin and shit.
Well, blow me. Anyway, I was calling to ask you a question and make a comment. Who the All fuck right. said put a baby in me? That comes from somebody who don't get sex. Anyway, like, seriously, who the fuck would say that during sex? You can tell that person's a virgin. Anyway, moving along, these are the things you don't say during sex.
All right.
You're better than you're better than your sister.
Oh, I seen that one online. I seen that one. I like that one. I like that one.
Yeah, and that's coming from a girl. That's why you really don't say it. Moving along. Next thing you don't say during sex. I watch live from the Cypher.
Whoa.
You know I got to fuck with you. You know I got to fuck with you.
All right, that'll trick a nigga dick up quick.
Where are you located? I'll come right over there and kick your ass, kick your shit in real quick. Moving along. Next thing you don't say during sex is you don't look shit like what you do on your Instagram.
Yo, that should be real, though. That is real.
It is. You know, these catfishers out there.
I'm telling
it's
you,
horrible.
It's bad. It is.
No,
it's real. I totally agree. Hotess, you agree with that? You got to speak it to the mic, Hotess. He always chilling back. Chilling.
Yeah, sir. This you got the people can't hear you.
Speaking to the mic, Hotess. What you think about that, man? About the females on the Instagram, man? Because that shit really pisses me off.
Well, I really don't want to be on the. You did what I'm saying. I think that females trying to hold on to that money. You did what I'm saying. That's an issue.
What are you talking
about?
Yeah,
I'm just saying them catfishers. They be out there. I don't know. How you doing, Hotester? Good to hear from you again.
I'm feeling
winning.
Chocolate. You know,
chocolate. Oh, I'm bad. Oh, that's cool. That's awesome. Preach, church. Anyway.
So what else? What else? What you got from me? What else you got from me?
I don't know. I probably will call back to bug you later if I have other things. I just want to say whoever the lame asses is, you could tell that people that don't have sex, not no tea, no shade, the virgins, not at all. I'm just saying, if maybe you're not a virgin, you just don't get any. I'm just being real.
You know she don't get none.
Yeah, I want to say she got to get something.
Who the fuck says that? Who the fuck says that?
Yo, Muffin, I'm not going to lie to you, Muffin. I don't want my business out there, but I'm not going to lie. A female has said that in the past before. Like, that it has happened. It has
you
happened.
Must have been her second or first or something. I'm not being funny, but who the fuck gonna say put a baby in me? First of all, bitch, you might be like raising ovaries or something. Second of all, like you obviously are having sex with. If this is your boyfriend or something? Because if you're having sex with him, Ronnie, it's your fucking boyfriend, and you a trashy hoe.
Now, she said she got it off the internet, you deal what I'm saying? So we ain't going to be number 10.
Then she need to be more creative because I didn't get any of these off the internet. These came off the top of my dome.
Ooh, kill them.
I don't even know what it is. No tea, no shade to you, boo-boo. I'm just saying, be more creative. Have sex. You know,
hey, I think that's a little bit too much creative because, I mean, honestly, like, I'm not going to lie to you. Like I said, there's females out there that say that. Now, question for you is, have you ever done that before where you wanted to trap a guy? Like, anything that you just want to be like, yo, you my baby, or look, I love you. Have you done any of that just to trap a guy?
The fuck I look like? A nigga sleep with me? He already trapped. I ain't going to trap no damn nigga. The fuck I look like? I don't have to trap no nigga, especially for no damn child. I got to deal with your ass for 18 years? Hell no. Get your
so you
nut
you
and go.
Trap.
Oh, I do. It's a Venus flytrap. They don't want to leave. I still can't get rid of my son's father.
That's just one person.
Yep. I'm just saying.
He might not want to leave due to child support purposes.
No. Hell no. That ain't it. Trust me. It's other motherfuckers. Get the hell out of my face.
He got to call in. We got to see what's going on.
We definitely got to check that out, man. Whenever we can check that out, man, Muffin, you got to make sure you call back with him on the phone with us. We got to know what's going on. Tell us about
you
that.
You don't even want no kind of problems on your show. You don't want no kind of problems on your show because, first and foremost, you'll be right here bleeping me out and stuff. The FCC will get involved. We will cuss each other. I will cuss him the fuck out.
You
don't want no kind of problems on your show. You don't want no problems on your show.
For that kind of language?
You gonna find me.
I won't pay.
Oh, I don't know. Who cares about him? He probably listening. If you're listening, Devin.
Don't put his name on there like that. Don't do that to my man's like that. You had to do my own little sound effect for it. You know we live, so I can't.
But back to your question. Back to the answer to your question. No,
yeah.
You don't do that. People that trap people are losers. Bottom line, ladies, if you plan on trapping somebody, you are a loser. The reason why you are a loser, because you know this is the only person that's going to deal with your ass because you can't get nobody else. That's point number one. Point number two is this. You obviously want to be stuck with some deadbeat ass if you have to trap them.
Mm.
I'm just saying.
Mm.
Real shit over here. Real shit.
Exactly. So I got another question. Have you ever been in a situation where a guy actually has trapped you, where he just nutted inside you and just be like, oh, you know, oh, they'll say, yeah.
Hell
oh my God.
No, because no. Because the only person I've ever had sex with, Raw, was my son's father because we was in a deep relationship for a few years. That's first and foremost. Secondly, ain't going to be no that, no, because here, wrap it up. Oh, you ain't got a condom? Then go home. Well, I look like this ain't no damn, first of all, my coochie ain't no sperm bank. Get the fuck out. See, that's that trap shit that people be talking about, that bullshit. A man or a woman cannot trap you if you protect yourself. Bottom line, they can't trap you. People come with that bullshit. They cannot trap you if you protect yourself. Bottom line.
That's real.
And then they turn around to me, I don't know how I got AIDS. Nah, bitch, you know, I can tell you how. This world is full of a bunch of nuts. I'm just keeping it real with you.
But it's not only trapping just like with when it comes to actually like having babies or AIDS or sex. I mean, it's trapping like I said, when a female is, you can be sitting there, you can have sex, and all of a sudden it's like a female will sit there and just be like, are you my baby? Or do you love me? And then the guy's like, what do you do? You sit there, you try to play it off, you try to dig your face into her shoulders or something like that, trying to ignore it, and all of a sudden she like lifts you up like, nah, hold on, you're gonna answer this motherfucking question. Is you my baby?
Well,
do you love me?
Here's the answer to this. You really want to know what you do?
Yeah.
You be 100% honest with them.
Wow.
I'm gonna tell you why. You ready for this?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you why. If she has to ask you that question, that's everybody's bitch. Secondly, I'm just being real.
You gotta elaborate on that, man. Why is that? Why is that, Muffin?
Okay, first of all, if I've had a sex with my boyfriend, I already know that's my baby. I'm not going to ask him. That's mine. I already have to know. I wouldn't ask. I might make a statement, you're my baby. That's it. I'm not going to ask you. Second of all, men don't be honest with these people, and then they get caught up, and women get caught up, and there's confusion there. You didn't establish a relationship. It's a little confusion there of what we are. We friends with benefits or what are we? Now, if she say, are we friends with benefits, and he say yes, y'all already know what y'all are. It shouldn't be no crazy sex questions that you get wrapped in, oh, you love me, I love you. Uh-uh, I ain't finna know, because see, then you come back, you said you love me. You knew I didn't mean this shit, so I'm not finna say nothing I don't mean, whether it's doing sex or not. Plus, if you got people do trap people with good stuff. Good stuff is just good stuff. You can't help it but want the good stuff. At the same time, if the stuff's so good, why y'all not together?
Ooh, that's a good answer. What you hope?
These
texture,
are thought provoking questions.
It is.
Insufficient funds on her behalf. You deal what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. So hotel, so you feel like she's wrong then?
I agree with some of the things, but, you know, honestly, if the men learn to focus on the money, start looking in the eyes, and looking at the purse, you did what I'm saying? Things have changed.
So you saying the guy should be coming in having sex with the purse?
No, man, they shouldn't be conversating. First and foremost, you did what I'm saying? All right.
All right. Okay, okay, okay. So they shouldn't be performing anything for free, you saying? So sex.
He's saying they should be prostitutes.
Basically.
I ain't saying they should be prostitutes. I said if you stop conversating for free and make them pay a choosing fee, you wouldn't get in those situations because 9 times out of 10, your game is strong, tight enough to make them pay, so you ain't going to have to be in their face. You did what I say?
No, because I don't know what conversating is, but, I mean, I'm with you, I guess.
She's stupid. So, Buffett, what you say? You say it's converse. I get you. I get you. I see what you say.
It's converse, you know. I mean, I kind of help black people. I help my black man. I ain't got that crap mentality.
What are we going to do without Muffin, man? I appreciate your input, Muffin. I appreciate you, man. Give us a call, man. Like I said, we going all the way to 11:30. We got a whole hour left. Make sure you give us a call back, man, and if you think some more ideas, because we're going to change the topic a little bit, man. I really want to change the topic and talk about basically guys being gay now, to be honest with you.
Well, now, y'all know I'm a fag hag, but, I mean, as far as gay, what do you mean?
We're going to talk about that right now. So give a call back probably about 10 minutes, man. We're going to play the next song, and I appreciate you calling in, Miss Muffin, all right?
All right. I am Mouth of the South. Good day. Bye.
There it is.
Church.
There it is. There it is, man. So right now, man, we just have the building, and it's going down. We have multiple questions. We have lots of answers, man. I appreciate all the calls, all the support, man. Hotessa, thank you for coming inside, man. It's going down right now. We're about to get it in. Like I said, it's bipolar. So when it comes to bipolar, we can play whatever the fuck we want, right?
Right?
Chuch. There it is, man. So we got to play right now, man. Let's go some country shit. Let's play some country music. You want to play some country music? Bipolar.
Yeah, man, we got to put some of that Professor Hotessa in there, man. We need to be bumping that 10-toe down since we're talking about gays. You deal with us, man.
Wait, hold on. We'll speak about that, bro. Let's see. Yo, we about to kick it off right now, man. Faith Hill, man. Bring it. Let's get it in. Country music time, baby.
I can feel the magic floating in the air. Being with you gets me that way. I watch the sunlight dance across your face. And I've never been this swept away. All my thoughts just seem to settle on the breeze when I'm lying wrapped up in your arms. The whole world just fades away. The only thing I hear is the beating of your heart. I can feel you breathe, watching over me. Nothing left. can feel you breathe.
What up, though? What up, though? What up, though? It's your boy J-Mo back inside the building, man. I got Ho Tester, number one Ho Checker, Professor Ho Tester, 10 toes touching down right here with me inside the building, man. Say what up, though, to everybody, Ho Tester Church.
What's going on, y'all? Pimp Tackle.
Everybody pimp
Call tackle in right. And chop it up. You did. Let us know where your toes touching down.
There it is, man. We're about to tune into another call right now, man. Let's see who's on the line with us right now, man. We got the call from 1103, the number ending in 1103, man. What up, though? It's J-Mo, man. You live right now.
What up, though?
Who am I speaking with?
Be nice on the ones and twos.
What up, though, man? So tell us about it, man. The topic of the night is things not to say during sex, man. So tell us about your opinion on that.
Well, you know, personally, from my standpoint, is, you know what I'm saying, when you get your vibe on, you know, y'all getting to undress, you know what I'm saying, and then you go down there and you eat the cookie, and then she say, oh, wait, you know, I just came on my period.
Shit. That got to be one of the worst things, bro. Has that ever happened to you, bro?
I mean, it ain't never happened to me, but just theoretically speaking, I just can understand a viewpoint, you know what I'm saying? I was just talking to a few friends of mine, you know what I'm saying, and we all just sitting in, tuned in, listening to your radio, and that's just one of the worst things that we could think that could happen to somebody. Either that or are you all the way in or are you in?
That should be so disrespectful, man. Look, man, with that period thing, man, I'm gonna have to turn that over to Ho Tester, man. He, you gotta explain that, bro. Like, what would you do in a situation like that, going down on the female and she says, "Hey, I'm on my period." What would you say, bro?
What would I say?
What would you do?
First of all, when you don't fuck for free, you don't run into those situations. You know
he all about the money, bro. She ain't got coins in her coochie hole. if he ain't eating dollars, Benjamin's in quarters, he ain't going down there. No, tell us about the whole test, man. What would you do, though, for real, man? She came down there, man, was like, look, I'm about to get my period. Help my boy D-Nice, man, right now, man. Help him out, bro. Help him out.
Man, you supposed to establish all that before you even get that far. That's supposed to be part of the phone conversation or something. You deal with what I'm saying? So, really, honestly and truly, that's just Miss Pimpin', man.
Okay,
that's
okay. So, are you saying that she's on her period already, or are you saying that she didn't know it was coming?
Yeah, she ain't know it was coming, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Or, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, it's just happening. Ain't no female finna tell you, they ain't finna stop you from eating that cookie, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It don't matter, if you going down there, you know what I'm saying, it's a heated situation, and you go down there, ain't no female finna stop you. I don't care who she is. Hmm.
See, that way self-control. You're supposed to stop yourself.
Yeah.
You can't stop yourself?
No, I ain't saying I can't stop. I can stop myself, you know what I'm saying? but I'm just saying, like, I don't know.
You have somebody around you?
I had a couple people that it didn't happen to. You know, I done heard a couple stories of
any
some of my
niggas. Person's toes touching down in your presence right now.
Yeah, a couple people
put them
in my
phone.
Presence.
There it is. Put
right,
my phone.
The
right
phone,
there.
Man.
Ho Tester want to talk to him right now. Oh, I hear her. It's a female. Uh-oh. Here it comes. Go ahead.
This is my homegirl, A-Mo, and T.T. Boo.
All right. So let's hear him, man. Tell us about it, ladies. Tell us about it.
I don't know what to say about that. That's kind of gross. I don't know what to say about that.
So have you ever done that?
Hell no. Nah.
Would you try it?
Hell no. Nah.
Would you stop it?
Would I stop it? Hell yeah. Correct. It wouldn't even got to that point.
So you don't condone it?
I ain't say I don't condone it, though. But I wouldn't have let it get to that point.
Wait, hold on. Hey, that was like a 50-50. Hold on, talk about. She was starting strong at first until the don't condone it. Hold on, talk about. So now we got to go deeper into the situation. So now you tell us, man, because obviously you agree, well, disagree with D Nice because maybe this happened to you. So has anybody ever went down on you while you're on your period there? Because that's a situation where I don't, like, that's something that's doing something. Like, I don't want to hear a female ever be like, oh, I'm on my period, go down. Because I just personally take my fingers and smack the shit out of
you. No, that ain't never happened to me. Like I said, I ain't never let it get to that point to where he going down there and I already know. Like, that's dumb. Like, I'm not going to do that to you.
So what you say to the pink and toes that allow that?
It's nasty, trifling. It's nasty. Don't do it. All right,
so let's ask her then, man. How about this? T.T. Boo, how about this? Answer this question for us. What is the worst thing that you can say during sex? You personally, what is the worst thing you have ever said during sex?
I ain't never said nothing to ruin the mood. No, I'm not going to ruin my shit.
That's what I'm talking about, man. You get kudos for that. You get kudos. So I heard there was one more person. Is it just you, TT? Was it another person that we had to speak to with, or what's going on?
Not my homegirl, Amo. You know, we just sitting up here listening to the show, and we just thought we'd call y'all and see what's up with y'all.
Okay, well, Amo rhymes with J-Mo. Amo, come on the phone. Let's what up, though. It's time.
Preach.
What up, though?
They got a whole house full of it. Who else is there? But they got Jesus, Moses, Obama over there. Who else over there?
We got Noah's Ark over here, my nigga. Noah's Ark.
Well, we got Hotess in the building, man. Hotess is going to ask you, man. He wants to know right now, man, what's the worst thing you can say during sex?
It's the worst thing. I don't say bad shit during sex because it'd be just that good. But I would say from a man's standpoint, like what my boy was saying, is a female would be like, is it in yet? Like, and he over there, like into it. He's like, hold on. You good? So, I mean, I think for a man, like, that would kill his little ego. Think he doing something. He putting it down, and she didn't even know if he in there.
So do you pay for dick?
Answer the question. Backpage.com.
Do you pay for it?
Do you want to say it again?
Oh, you can't talk now.
Look at Louis. You should say, what? My worst time during sex has been when I try to give him the money, he didn't want to accept it. Is that true?
Do I pay for the dick? Is
yes.
That what you said?
Yes.
I have never in my life paid for dick.
Question for you. Hey, let me ask you a question. Have you ever, like, you know, taken a guy out on a date before?
Have
you
I taken a guy out on a date?
Yeah.
No.
No, seriously, don't lie to me. Have you ever, like, returned a favor, like, you had a boyfriend, you guys went out, you know, like, baby, no, it's my turn, let me take you out. Did you do that before?
No.
Yes, you have. Okay, how about this?
No.
What about, like, oh, you know, baby, I'm going to drive you this time. Have you ever driven and the guy's in the passenger seat?
I know what you're trying to connect. I'm seeing your dots, and I'm connecting your dots.
Have you
but,
ever paid for a movie ticket?
What I'm telling you is, I don't pay
have,
for
have
the
you, have you ever paid for a movie ticket with a guy?
No.
No,
okay.
I was literally talking about
she's lying. Yeah, no, she's, listen, let me tell you something. After all that happened, you had sex with that guy. Let me tell you something. Your gas was $15.
Oh,
that
God.
Movie was $40. That
mm-hmm.
dinner was $25.
Mm-hmm.
And then you
so
had
I paid
sex.
So I paid for the dick.
You paid for the dick.
Nah, man. Have you paid for the dick straight up? $150.
And you know what? You know, and if I did pay for that dick and that dick, I couldn't feel that dick, that makes me even more upset. Like, I don't pay all this money on that dick, and that's what, that's all you got to sling? Really? I need a refund in this. Refund.
No, this is why I say this, though, because you should try. Sometimes it pay for the dick. You do what I'm
man,
saying?
You see what Hotessa doing, man? The topic is what not to say to her. Say, Hotessa will switch. Hey, man, you could be in church right now. You could be in church praising the Lord in the front row in the pew with your grandmother next to you. And Auntie Shirley with the big hat is sitting in front of you. You can't even see the pastor because of her. And your butt itching because you're sitting on that wooden pew the whole day. And Hotess come out of nowhere and say, you know what? Miss Deacon over there, she looked like she didn't work the corner. You know what I'm saying? Like, Hotess always makes shit into some prostitution. We could be at church, and then the Bible comes around and says, you know, Adam and Eve. Eve took that apple. Like, see what Eve did? See what Eve did? Eve took that apple. That apple's really money. She accepted that money because she knows she's about to give it up to that motherfucker Adam. You know, that's how Hotess is, man.
No, this is why I say this.
What's up, man?
A lot of women don't know.
Not nothing.
Men fuck bitches with money different. You did what I'm saying? So if you got your money right and you pay for it, therefore, you won't be saying nothing. You did what I'm saying?
How we get to Pimpin', man? You about to get the SEC on our asses. Hey, well, I appreciate y'all calling, man. We about to get into another topic, man. Y'all call back, man, because we got another topic about to share. Everybody that's out there, man, make sure that you guys call back. Talk to us, man. The new topic is going to be because the situation happened. Hotester, we had a party this weekend, right? And the party was at Izzy's Pizzeria, man. Love it, man. Izzy's Pizzeria off of Phillips, man. Jacksonville, Florida, man. Y'all got to show out, man. We had the big-ass party. And the situation that happened was that a lot of guys were at the bar. You know, a lot of guys were at the bar, and they made like $1,300 at the bar. But all the females were on the dance floor. So my boy, I remember he told me that a guy was like, hey, you know, bro, do you need me to buy you a drink, bro? And the thing about it is, why wouldn't he just use that money to give to a female and get it took her home? So I want y'all to think about this, man. The new generation, man. We in the club. A lot of guys don't dance with females anymore. When it comes to slow songs, guys don't even dance with females. DJs don't even play slow songs anymore. So in my personal opinion, I think DJs are promoting awareness for guys to be turning gay because, I mean, realistically, I mean, well, females to be turning gay because they don't help the guy actually stroke and wind in the club with a female to get close to him. All they doing is dug in with their boys while the girls hold the other girls' hands or the guys are at the bar just drinking the whole goddamn time. So I want your opinions on that, man. Do y'all feel like this new generation where guys are more females and females are more guys and all the above? And we can get serious, too, man. We ain't got to do all funny, man. Y'all make sure y'all call in with us and just let us know, man. Give us your opinion, all right? So that's all you got to do, 347-826-7536, man. Give us a call and let us know what's going on, all right?
John Kent is going ham with this one. Turn it up.
Finally Famous, Volume 3.
The Cannon.
Big Sean. Yeah. October Soul. All right. Ayo, Drizzy, let's go get him.
The Jazz.
Low-key Peter Parker flow. Tell her bring some Ace of Spades, no sparklers though. Private flights, no hassle, I just park and go. I'm the highlight, like when markers glow. Ooh, look what you created, only got yourself to blame. I remember when you hated, ooh. Now you tell me take my time, how about I just take your city, make that motherfucker mine, I'm a underground king, ho. I sit tall, I swing low. The game ain't always fair, and that's the thing, though. You can play your heart out, everyone don't get a ring, though. You are in the presence of a champion. About to get a condo that I could fit your mansion in. You always be calling her, she ain't never answering. You ain't figured out, I am the reason that she canceling. I be at the parties where you stuck outside and can't come in. Call me Ron Burgundy, y'all the other anchorman. What's on the news trick? Gossiping about music. Just rumors I'm the new shit. And guess what? It's made for the grind, made for the light, made for the shine. I was made to be greater, made for the grind, made for the light, made for the shine. I need less friends, more bread, less talk, more head. Used to ride escorts, now I get escorted. I'm just waiting on my cue, dog, no pledge. Said she like all girls, I turn that bitch co-ed. Threw her on my track team, handed my baton to her. Passed her, blew her off, I chronic Veronica, who got up on my nerves, so I had to platonic her. Nah, that ain't my girl, but every leader needs a Monica. I'm the head of my state, ain't that ironica? I want the baddest chick to treat my stick like a thermometer. Oh, I'm who they going ape shit over. I'm who your girlfriend acting like she ain't shit over. See, bras over niggas, but business over bras. See, business equals money, and money's over all. I'm trying to move my mama from the ghetto to the meadows, where she can't stay in that fucking hood forever, forever. Was made for that Mick Jagger shit, bag of chick and a chick. Fast girls, faster whips, big chains, master shit. Bitch, I'm living every day, month, yearly. Y'all until you motherfuckers hear me, hear me.
I made it, we made it.
I feel like we made it. For the grind, made for the light, made for the shine. I was made to be greater, made for the grind, made for the light, made for the shine.
Cannon.
What up, though? What up, though? What up, though? It's J-Mo back inside the building, man. Of course, we got Mr. Hope Tester in there with us right now. Right. Well, there it is, man. We about to click in a person, man, real quick. I see there's another, well, it's actually a couple calls inside here, man. We're going to tune in to 9668. Man, if your last four digits in the 9668, man, we about to put you on right now. What up, though?
Hey,
what's going on with you? So you ready for the topic, right?
Yeah.
Okay, the new topic, man. You need to tell us about what's going on with these guys, man? They're a new breed, this generation. How they act inside the club, man, not buying females drinks anymore. DJs not playing slow music. Talk to us about it, man. What's your opinion on it?
I don't mind no slow music because I like to get ratchet. So I don't mind no slow music.
Ratchet?
But I do want to drink.
You said you do want to drink. So
yeah. A free drink is always good.
A free drink is always good.
Yeah.
So no slow songs. You don't want to get into the slow music, the wind down, nothing like that, or?
Yeah, I ain't gonna go home with nobody. So
what?
You can buy me a drink. You might get my phone number, but I'm not gonna go home with you because you bought me a drink and you were winding on me in the club.
Let me tell you something. I'm gonna be like probably like the nicest I've ever been in my life right now. All right. Mm-hmm. If I buy you a drink and I just don't happen to take you home, you know, and I get your number, and I don't take you home, you know, that'll probably be the dumbest shit ever. I'm buying you the drink to get you tipsy, to get your ass home, to get you in the bed for a reason. And I think that's the main problem right now, because guys want to get further. Phone calls, half the time females, we don't even call you, you don't call us, we don't talk to each other. So when it comes to even holler at you inside the club, man, look, something got to go down. You got to be a finger or something. We got to do something. We just can't be sitting here buying you drinks.
Where were her friends at? I mean, I'm saying where were her friends be at? Because at the same time, what kind of friends she got to let her go on with a stranger? Like, I'm not going to go home with somebody who I just met in the club. And if I'm tipsy and my friends let me go home with somebody, then that's crazy. I know that's off topic.
You never went home with the guy that you met in the club ever.
Not a one night stand.
She's trying to be funny. I got this whole test. Watch this. No, you better get in, but I'm saying watch this. Okay. So have you met a guy in the club that same night, had sex with him, and then had sex with him some more times, some more days after that?
No, I never met anybody and had sex with somebody on the first day I met them.
Never.
Never. That's weird.
Why
Hold
not?
Tester. Here we go. Hold tester's time.
Why you haven't had sex? Why?
Come on, why haven't had sex?
Yeah, on the first date. Why?
AIDS is real, for one.
You married?
I'm just saying, well, like, this ain't 1970 something. This 2014.
Okay.
People have diseases.
All right, so look, let's get into it right now, man. Hands down. So do you think that guys are like more sensitive, more gay than back then? I want to say gay because
no,
that's what
they are. Okay. I'm not even gonna lie, because you see them dancing more than females in the club, and you like, okay, you know, that might be one of the reasons why you don't see them dance with each other, because when you dance with a guy, they want to bust out and act like they Chris Brown or something in the middle of the dance floor, and it's like, okay, I'm just gonna sit down. But you see that, like, they really dance like they're in a battle or something. I don't get it. Just chill.
Yeah. So what about the DJ? You think it's like the DJ's fault? Because I mean, he plays those music. Like, I think that DJs, they don't even cater to females anymore.
I mean, I feel catered to. You play Drunk in Love, I'm all over that.
So are you married?
No.
All right. So one day when you go to the club and the first baby shoe that you give it to on the first date, that's going to be your husband. You dig? Oh, God bless.
Well, there it is, man. So your personal opinion, at the end of the day, guys, this generation are more gay, skinny jeans, colorful colors, all this other good shit. And they just don't know how to treat a female anymore, man. They rush, and they don't know what they're doing. But like I said, I mean, you know, and I appreciate your call. Thank you for that. And like I said, man, I feel like that when it comes to guys in the club, I think it's the DJs on some real stuff, man. Like what happened to that? I mean, this is how we do it in North Carolina. You know what I'm saying? What happened to those slow songs where females learn how to grind and whine and guys freaking on them? So when you get to the bed, it's practice. Now guys just rushing just to get a nut. Girls just trying to get a nut. Girls is more guys now, and you know, and maybe, I mean, maybe if we're going to get to put like the more serious side, maybe because females are getting stronger.
Man, you can't blame it on none of that.
What, females getting stronger?
Nah, you know what?
What's up?
Because you got to think about it.
What's
if
up?
You don't go to the places where they playing those type of songs. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't blame the DJs. You got to blame yourself because you ain't going to the spots where they playing slow songs at. You deal
yeah.
what I'm saying? If you hanging with the pecking toes and the baby shoes, you deal what I'm saying? That's
right.
What you supposed to expect. But if you hang with some big toes and some hard bottoms, that's when you're going to get a little laid back, being the mic move and groove. You deal what I'm saying? I kind of like pecking rag music.
Well, no, I feel that. I feel that, man. But honestly, I really do feel like females are getting stronger, man. It's like, it feels like it's more of a struggle for guys nowadays. And they're the ones that do not have the jobs, and females are mostly like have the career opportunities, and they're mostly taking care of guys now. And I feel like guys are getting more intimidated by females when they're at the club, to be honest with you.
Man, they ain't how these domestic violence laws, they're going to be slapping the shit out of these hoes. Talk about intimidation.
I'm for real, man. I think guys drink when they go to the clubs and they keep buying drinks and drinks. I think they're just nervous of the females, man, because females this generation, they're stronger. Like they're a lot stronger, man. They're scary. I'm not going to lie. They said, I'm not scared of them. But a lot of guys feel like they're scared of them, man. You don't think so?
They might be feeling like the females supposed to buy them drinks. You deal what I'm saying?
Oh, hell no. Hell no.
Women buy the drink. Next time you go to the club, go buy the man a drink. You deal what I'm saying?
No kunta for hostess of the night. All right, man. I'm about to pick up right now, man. If your last digits end in 3191, we about to pitch you online right now with this man on Bipolar Mondays with J-Mo and Hostesser. Who are we talking to right now? Who are we
you
with right
Brittany
now on the
and
phone?
Sydney.
You said
you
what?
You got Brittany and Sydney.
You got Brittany and Sydney. Oh, Sydney's trying to she's trying to retaliate from that. You must have heard that other caller calling, huh?
Oh,
you
please.
Must have heard that other
caller
snap off and get mad, huh?
No. I don't got nothing to say about that. I shouldn't have a, you know, a repertoire of things not to say saved in my head because I shouldn't be saying them.
Repertoire.
I know, that was a shit. Oh my gosh. I get you. I hear you, Woody.
No. All right, you got to break that down for the people that don't really know what that means. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm quite sure repertoire.
No,
I mean,
no,
I don't
no.
have a word bank of things.
Oh no, we got some ratchet calls, whatever they call it.
Yeah, cause she, yeah, we had ratchet calls, and now we got a sophisticated call. So we have Brittany on the phone with us too, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, what up, though? Double time. Double time, go. All right, then. Well, Brittany, let's start with you first, man. Tell us about the generation of guys. Do you feel like they're more sensitive? They're more, you know, more soft. Do they not approach you right in the club? Like, tell us about these guys, this generation.
I stopped going to the club personally just because I don't want to say, not necessarily that I outgrew the scene, because I like music, I like to drink, I like to have fun, and I like to dance. It was the way, like, going to the club, getting grabbed every 5 seconds, and people grabbing your thighs and your legs. It's just, like, it's a respect thing. So I stopped going just because every time I go, I will feel disrespected or violated in some way. So that's why I stopped going personally. I wouldn't say all guys are disrespectful. I wouldn't say I outgrew the scene because I still like, you know, to go out and have fun. It was just a respect thing for me.
Mm. All right, Hostess, what do you think about that?
Between with how they approach.
So evidently, if you move in the groove and the guys, what you say, they're just grabbing you, you must be a pedicure. If you're a pedicure, that's a privilege, so you got to be grateful. Now, just think if you was a corn. You deal what I'm saying? A pedicure, a pretty bitch, an ugly bitch, a corn, and a fat bitch, a bunion. And 10 toes, one hoe, you did. So just think if you was a corn. Nobody touching you. Nobody talking to you. Can't get a man self-esteem lower than a motherfucker. You want to pay for dick. You deal what I'm saying? I thought about committing suicide. So sometimes you got to take it with pride when you strive, you dig?
Hey, she could be a toe jam. At least she got a little bit of jelly on the back, you know what I mean? Got a little jelly on the back of that corn, you know what I mean? No, but I feel that, man. So what do you do? Like, in fact, before we say what do you do, how should a male approach you inside the club? Tell us from beginning to end, what should a male do then?
I mean, are you trying to dance or are you just trying to approach to talk to somebody, though?
Let me try to fuck.
Oh, no.
No, man, we just trying to dance, man. We're trying to get your number. We trying to holler at you, man, really. I mean, how does that work?
If you're really just trying to dance, it's as simple as saying, you know, you want to dance or starting to dance. You don't got a smacker on the boot, on the, you know, you don't got a smacker when you walk by. You can just walk over and dance. Like, what happened to that? Like, what are you so afraid of?
I'm gonna tell you the answer, man. Let me tell you what I used to do, the trick of dancing with females that I think that worked. The trick is dance in front of their faces first. Don't jump behind them. When you jump behind them, more than likely they're gonna look at their female friend in front of them. Their female friend is gonna give them that face and let them know or mm-mm. So look,
but
how about
you
let her
face
decide?
If you jump in the front. If you jump in front of me, you see it coming.
You see it coming, so don't hurt your feelings. Like, you give it an eye contact, like, hey, I'm coming. And she look at you like, no, nigga. You be like, hey, okay, I'm going to go to the next one. And that's cool because you see it coming. But when you do it, go behind a female. See, I can't agree with you on that one. Because when you go behind a female, I feel like, you know what I'm saying, that's just shocking. She turns around, looks at you. Ooh, who the hell is this on this? Because, you know, they don't see your face. They just feel something against them. And most females don't like, well, they want to be touched. It's like Brittany said, she don't want to be touched. So, therefore, how should we approach you to get the number? How about that?
Just talk. Just be yourself.
Use your words.
Yeah, I feel like so many guys try to put up a front. Like, just be yourself. Be real. Be like, hey, how you doing? My name is such and such. You want to dance? We can either say yes or no. Like, it can either go one or two ways. Like, I'm not. The type of person, I'm not going to try to dish you. I'm not going to try to, I'm either going to say yes or no thank you. And that's just it. Like, not all girls are like, like, it's not going to happen. Just come talk.
But then that comes back down to your DJ question, too. The DJ got the music so loud, you can't say nothing.
Hell no.
So how would you feel like if you got in this situation? You had your eye on this particular person, right? So he look at you, then he walk over there. Baby, let me buy you a drink. He going to give you the combo. Let me buy you a drink. Do you want to dance? You dig what I'm saying? So, and you take the offer. So they, what's your favorite song? What's your favorite slow song? Mm. Did you out there? What's one of your favorite slow songs? This?
Oh, girl, y'all taking too goddamn long. R. Kelly, man. That's what they like, R. Kelly. That's my perfect example right there. They don't even know what slow songs are anymore, man. They don't know. They don't know how to grind. In fact, you know what?
Guys, guess what? Knocking.
You know, till the cops come knocking. All right, this is what we're going to do, man. Give us 2 seconds, man. Y'all think about your slow song. We're going to get right back to y'all. Hold on for us for one second, all right?
Oh, it's Justin Bieber song.
Justin who?
Hold on for a second. These motherfuckers are Justin Bieber. Hey, actually, I like Justin
Bieber.
I like Justin Bieber, bro.
Say Justin Bieber.
No, we good. I like Justin Bieber. All right. We answer the call right now, ending in 2127. Who am I speaking to right now?
Hello, this is Melanie.
This is an English nigga. I know. Who is this?
Pardon me. Do you have any grape papaya?
Actually, we don't eat that over there. We actually eat butter.
Okay, that was a terrible accent. Whoever you think that you're doing, that was a terrible accent. So talk to us, man. How do you feel about guys inside the club, man? Do you think that they're more soft? Do they not approach females right? Or you blame it on DJs? They don't know how to play slow songs anymore and get the party right.
Slow songs in the club are lying.
What?
Slow songs in the club are lying.
Are lame slow?
I mean, if you think about it like this, who wants to sing dance to a slow song?
I like to be a little bit ratchet. I mean, if you take a female home and she dancing everywhere, I don't even know, she's stanky as hell, sweating and stuff, man. I just want to, let me just grind. We can't just grind?
Take your ass home and grind.
That's what we try to do. We trying to get the female home to grind.
Well, do that at home, not on the dance floor.
All right, man. Look. This is what we're going to do, man. We go set you out, man. You go eat some tea and crumpets real quick, man. And hit us back when you think about what you really want to say. All right, there it is, man. J-Bo, whole tester, with us right now, man. It's Bipolar Mondays. We in tune right now. Last digits ended in 1103, man. What up, though?
What up, though?
All right. So what you got to say about this, man, about people coming to the clubs, man? They don't know. The guys of this new generation, the tight jeans, the colorful shit. What's going on with that, man? Talk to us.
Man, first off, I want to say they some straight bitches. I'm the same girls, you know what I'm saying? And it's always, you know, like you go to the club, you know what I'm saying? If I wanted to chill with my niggas, I would sit at home, you know what I mean? I go to the club to get me a number, to pull me a female, trying to get home with somebody, you know what I mean? I think it's like this new generation, they more into showing who's more flashy or, you know, who's got the most money into fighting and shit, you know what I'm saying? It's not like you can go out and just have a good time anymore like it used to be where. And then another thing is, you know, when you see a fine woman, it's like they get intimidated by their beauty. So instead of stepping up to her like a man, you know what I'm saying, and approaching her, they don't know what to say because they're flawless because she's flawless, you know what I'm saying? And that's why a lot of people do be standing back on the wall or don't know how to approach women. You know what I'm saying? It's because they don't have no game nowadays. That's the problem with this younger generation. They don't know how to talk to women. It's always bitch this or hoe this. Like the other caller you had that called in who said they be grabbing my ass and shit like that. They don't know how to grab a lady by the hand and ask her for a dance. And I think that's what the problem is.
What you think, Ho Tester? What you think, bro?
That what happened when you get rid of the Freddie Jacksons and Luther Dies and that's what happens. You know what I'm saying?
But that's what I'm saying. So won't that help? Say like we went in the club, we got that slow song like that song that tells you exactly what to do. You know what I'm saying? Close your eyes. Okay. Make a wish. It tells you exactly what to do. But now What's the songs we got? Booty, 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 rocking it. Wait, what the fuck? We don't got no instructions anymore. We don't have no more instructions, and I feel like guys are getting more and more gay because the songs are disrespectful, man.
And not
the songs are disrespectful,
that,
bro.
But change the charmer.
Like you said, change whenever, you know, women see these dudes in all these skinny jeans and these tight-ass shirts that can't fit, she might as well be dancing with another chick. You know what I'm saying? It's no point. It's like, I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get the new generation. I really don't. I guess you can't dance when you ain't got no balls. I mean, I don't know. No room for your balls to breathe. I guess you can't be out there.
Pants so tight, they bust nuts all day. I feel you on that, bro. I feel you on that, man. I mean, honestly, man. Guys, let's be men, man. And how do you feel about that, man? Do you feel like females are getting stronger than guys? That's why guys are getting intimidated, because females are the ones that's having, like, more jobs and the better cars, the better clothes. And, you know, like, how do you feel about that? Do you feel like that actually affects the guys in the club?
I do. You know what I'm saying? Because as a man, you are supposed to be the one to approach. You're supposed to be the one. When she sees you, she's supposed to feel like you're on her level. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because no woman want a man who's beneath her. And that's not all women. But in most cases, when you see a group of girls and they all flop, you know what I'm saying? And then you see a group of girls and they all dirty. You know what I'm saying? Now, you have a choice. You can either go to the girls who are fly or to the women who are dirty. You know what I mean? Now,
exactly.
If you are dirty, you have no choice but to go to the dirty females. You know what I'm saying? You
mm-hmm.
can't be a dirty nigga and try to go to a female that has class, because they're going to look at you. You know what I'm saying? I'm just keeping it real. You know what I mean?
All right. Well, Hotessa wants to. All right, go ahead. Put your two cents in, Hotessa.
Who wrote those rules, man? It ain't no certain kind of way of you supposed. Man, a lot of people need to go to host school right now.
Tell us about host school, Chet.
You see what I'm saying? It's just like I'm breathless or speechless.
You know what I'm saying? I really don't go to the club to look for Nan, bitch. I go to have a good time and just
okay.
to see the scenery. If I see a chick I can pull, I'm a puller. But I'm not going to go straight for a bitch I know I can run and just take over. I want a bitch that's going
to
stand there
what
and let me know.
Bitch,
like, you think you can be the bitch. You ain't hitting the first night. You know what I'm
what
saying?
What happens to the okay. bitch that's choosing, man?
Because
like, that's a good problem to have for pimping, man. Hoes with money. Cars and jobs, you get what I'm saying? So it sounds like a bunch of niggas need to switch the motherfucking game and maintain.
Hey. Actually, though, you know what? You actually make a good idea. Hey, look, remember back in the day, man, used to be them house parties or the middle school, high school parties, and the dudes used to actually, like, the freak songs would come on, the guy would grab a chair and put it in the middle of the dance floor, just sit down, and then the female would get to come over there and get to choose them. You know what? I actually agree with you on that one, bro. I remember that.
Yeah,
I gotta get back to the light.
But we ain't in high school no more, though. We grown men.
What that means? So the things you gotta be when you're born with it. It don't matter if you're in high school, pampers, adulthood, old age. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It don't
right.
matter when you're born with it, but when you're programmed it's a middle thing. You dig what I'm saying? The niggas need to snap up out that shit. Niggas need to start getting properly chose, get some of the whole money. There's more bitches with jobs, more bitches with educate, but you got to educate yourself how to get some of that whole money and stop trying to spend your money, man.
Now, neither one of y'all going to get any females. You know why? Y'all say bitches a lot. Y'all niggas say bitches a lot. Now, what is bitch be, bro? Say what bitch is. What is a bitch to you?
A toe jam. A toe jam is a bitch, and you know what you do to a toe jam? You know what you do to a toe jam? You got to wash them clean and put them on a winning team.
So what does a hoe mean then, bro? What does a hoe mean? If you got something for a bitch, you got to have something for a hoe. What's a hoe mean, bro?
What is a motherfucking hoe? That's the bitch you keep. You dig what I'm saying? Because when times get rough, a hoe on your team can be helpful. Because if the bitch down with you, you dig what I'm saying? And the hoe really dedicated, it's going to take a lot. You got to pull it out. And you gotta tell that bitch, you did what I said, we did. I'm fucked up right now.
All
right,
so you hear that, bro? So he said, go to the club and go find you a hoe instead of a bitch. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, no, I'm saying the hoe gonna hire your bike. So when your dad broke it, the hoe gotta sell that pussy to get you out your motherfucking money. Well, the bitch that saying shit now, but the bitch that down doesn't sell that pussy to get you no grades so you can maintain.
Hey bro, I'm scared to ask him about Mother Mary, man. I swear, Sister Mary. I swear, if I ask her something about her, bro, I bet you gonna find some type of hoish acts of her.
I don't know, bro. She was old. She got friends.
Well, I appreciate your call, bro, man. Thank you for calling in, man. I appreciate that a lot, man. Bipolar Mondays, man, is going down with J Mo, also Professor HT, hoe tester, number one hoe checker, hoe tester.
Touching down.
All day, man. I appreciate you coming inside, man. It's been real dope, man. It's been real live, man. And what we could do is I want to take it to Detroit real fast, man. Can I take it to Detroit? I'm to Detroit,
on,
man.
I'm gonna take it with you. What up, dude?
Ah, there it is, man. We about to get some Detroit mixes in right now, man. Y'all stay tuned, man. We got a little closing statements that we're gonna do put on for what we talked about tonight, man. Bipolar Mondays, Get Lifted Radio. We're here at Vendetta Vision Studio, man, Jacksonville, Florida, and we about to get turned up right now, man. Detroit, shout out, baby. What up, dude?
Let's have sex on the beach, playing in the sand, just you and me, hand in hand. Come on, come on. Let's have sex on the beach, playing in the sand, just you and me, hand in hand. Come on, come on.
Like I We on the radio, yeah. Say hi though, yeah. Where the speakers hot like I'm doing Tybo. Why lie though, I don't even know. Stay tuned for the truth, we gon' take a high go. What you tryna hear, we talk about it on this station. Conversate your problems, conversate about who be hating. Cause everyone got something, everyone be going through them, yeah. Bipolar, yeah. Monday, so yeah. J-Mo can talk, yeah, to them.
Stephon did it, ooh.
What up, though? What up, though? What up, though? It's your boy, J-Mo Time, man. We are back, man. And to speak about today, man, it's been a beautiful day. I want to thank everybody for listening in, calling us, blessing us, man, with their questions. Man, it's been a great, beautiful 2 hours with you guys, man. It's real easy. This is the first show of Bipolar Mondays, but there's more to come, man. Want to make sure we give a special shout-out to Vendetta Vision Studio, man, here in Jacksonville, man. All day Vendetta, man, nation. So we got to definitely give a shout-out to them, especially Maggie. It's going down right now, Jacksonville, Florida. We also want to give a special shout-out to Detroit, baby. What up, though, man? We had a lot of calls from Detroit, man, showing love. I think Muffin was definitely the most entertaining person I've ever spoke to in my life. So I appreciate you, Miss Muffin. Wherever you are out there, man, I appreciate you calling in. And to for the closing statements for everybody, make sure you guys check out Live from the Cypher. Check it out on YouTube, man, Live from the Cypher. It is a hip-hop show, which I host and create the TV show, man. Check that out. We also want to give a special shout-out to William Boston Apparel, man, Nah Ross and the Buffet Boys, man. Make sure y'all check out the stand-up comedies with Shay Clemens. It's going to be at Taste every first Sundays, I want to say, at Taste. Y'all make sure y'all check that out. But to end this whole night out, man, let's talk about this. To end this whole night out, the conclusion for the first question, things you should not say during sex. I heard some crazy shit all day today with it. But I will have to personally say that females, man, let's just stop playing games, man. Be smart about what you guys are going to say, man. When you having sex with a guy, seriously, don't trap them. Don't harass them. Don't lie to them. You know, you ain't got to do all that, man. Let's just keep it 100 with the person. Don't try to call them babies and I love yous and will you be with me during the sex? Because you could have asked me that before then, and then I could have gave the answer and I could have got up before my blood was basically rushing through my penis. So at the end, too, as well, man, guys, let's be men now, man. When you go to the clubs, buy the ladies a drink, man. It's not tricking. You know, buy them a drink. Show them love. You know, tell them that they're beautiful, man. Not even trying to grab their hand. Don't touch them at all at first, man. Look them in their eyes. Ask them their name. If they with their females, their female friends, ask each and every one of the females' names.
I don't condone that.
This thing. Man, ask each and every one of those females their names. Repeat their names right back to show respect. Check out the one that looks at you and gives you that one look. And that's the one that you try to get, to be honest with you. Go to a group of girls, man, repeat their names. One of them going to give you a look. The other ones might turn around like, I don't care. So that one that actually is mesmerized with you, you'll be able to tell, man. It's the easiest way not to get rejected. Hotess, what you want to say about that, man?
Don't listen to him with that bullshit. Buy the women a drink. Buy them this. Buy them that. Buy them that. We got to break that habit, man. That's what's wrong now. That's why the women think they on top. We got to break that cycle.
Man,
the cycle is kind of broken, so we've got to keep fighting for it, man. Women.
They on top because they
buy
working.
The men a drink. Women. Buy the men a drink. Women. Pay for the dick. Women. For real.
Nah, bro. I can't.
Ask the man to dance. Women.
So what does the guy do in the whole situation? Like, at the end of the day, what does he do?
What do he do?
Yeah, what does the guy do?
As far as what?
I mean, as far as like even, I mean, with the female, what does he do? I mean, he just sit there and just accept the shit.
Hell yeah, is she spending her money?
Man, I ain't listening to that shit no more, man.
Hey, don't try to fuck him, debunk him. Get your money, get your grade, then you don't worry about them things.
Well, ladies, you heard Hotess himself, man. I appreciate Hotess, man, coming to the building with us, man, blessing the mic with us, man, teaching us the ways of pimp tackle. If you don't know what a hoe mean, man, HOE is heaven on earth. Isn't that right? Am I right? I got it right?
You got it right tonight, Jack.
Well, there it is, man. I appreciate everybody for listening to the show, man. Check me out next Monday, man. I'm on here. Get Lifted Radio, also Bipolar Mondays, baby. We out of here, man. What up, though?
We on the radio, yeah. Say hi though, yeah. Word the speakers hot like I'm doing Tybo. Why lie though, I don't even know, stay tuned for the truth, we gon' take a haggo. What you tryna hear, we talk about it on this station. Conversate your problems, conversate by who be hating. Cause everyone got something, everyone be going through them, yeah. Bipolar, yeah. Monday, so yeah. J-Mo can talk, yeah, to them.
Stephon did it, ooh.